Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
We talked about this guest earlier. She is here in our show. If you want to take your mind off the oil spill, worldwide economic meltdown, or even global warming, all you need to do is see this wonderful film. Award-winning filmmaker Lucy Walker has a documentary called Countdown to Zero. After you learn about all the other ways we can easily blow ourselves up and end it all with nuclear weapons, why all those little oil spills and things won't seem like much of a big deal at all. And Joe saw it and loved it.
Saw it last night. What an eye-opener. You know, there's a lot of bad people out there trying to get nuclear weapons. There's a lot of ways we could blow this place up, not even trying. A lot of accidents.
Lucy Walker, thank you for taking the time to get up and come into our show. How are you?
I'm so happy. This is the first ever Lucy Walker double bill in history. So it's sort of an historic occasion, and I have the Seattle International Film Festival to thank for that.
Yeah, isn't it a great film festival?
I'm liking it a lot already, funnily enough.
I mean, it's not, you know, Sundance. I mean, it's not...
Sunny
either.
I noticed it's
more like
funny, yeah.
It's more like Rain Dance. Really, maybe that's what they should call it.
Oh, I love it, but I love it, and I love the selection. I love the people that work here. I love the audiences. We actually had our first screening of Wasteland, the other movie, last night.
Now, what's Wasteland about?
That's about garbage. So if you have enough about thinking about nuclear weapons, you can have I joke because it's a wonderful movie and it's about a lot more than garbage. But
it's about art. It's about artists.
It's about art. That's
yeah,
right.
I'm looking forward to seeing Wasteland very much. If I got the synopsis, is that right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
They take a huge landfill, and there's people, a culture of people who live by scavenging the landfill for recyclables. And you have, I think, three different artists who make mosaic self-portraits from garbage that you shoot from very high above.
Yeah.
Cool.
A reminder of how much we throw away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you get too frightened to death by Countdown to Zero, you can get a little uplifted and have your faith in human nature restored. But I hope people will come to see a Countdown.
So you're going to scare me and then calm me later.
Exactly.
A good pharmacist.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's the perfect double bill. I'm a little biased, but I think it's a great double bill.
All right, of course you are. Well, you're a great award-winning person. And as a director of Countdown to Zero, you trace the history of the atomic bomb from its origins to the present state of global affairs. The takeaway for Joe was that, and he put it this way earlier this morning, after seeing that movie, you do believe that eventually we're just going to blow ourselves up, that it's almost inevitable.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look good unless some stuff is done, and it's really important that people see the movie and sort of understand that. I must say that I was frightened of nuclear weapons before, but you sort of think, oh, but the Cold War ended, they went away, surely that problem, we don't have to worry about that problem anymore. But the problem is that we do, and the movie really shows you exactly
what the
problem is.
Now, Joe said there was some nuclear weapons sunk off the coast of Whidbey.
Let me ask about that, because I loved Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore, except that his critics say he reached too far and played kind of fast and loose with the graph charts, and thus undermining his argument. Are there really nuclear weapons sunk off the coast of an island 10 minutes from here? Because if you made that up, you're going to kind of undermine the whole fear thing.
Everything in the movie is super triple double extra fact check, that's for sure.
It's triple X.
Triple check.
Triple extra check.
Okay.
Exactly.
She does play fast and loose, but in a triple extra checked kind of a way.
Gotcha.
There you go. I like you already, too.
Yeah.
And what this was a plane out of Whidbey Naval Air Station that had some nuclear depth charges or something, according to the movie, and it sank, and it's still down there with the nukes intact.
You've got to see the movie. Everything in the movie is, unfortunately and frighteningly, all quite true.
Okay. So how did you find out all of these things, since I don't imagine that government agencies would be like, oh, you're making a movie.
There's a pamphlet.
You're making a movie about our screw-ups? How can we help?
Yeah.
It's true. It was a lot of work, and there were moments where the Department of Defense was not so cooperative. But a lot of people were really cooperative. Actually, there's some amazing nuclear weapons scientists and folks. Actually, including in Washington State, there were a lot of people involved in cleaning up the sites. I'm going to forget the name.
Yeah,
of
Hanford, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I met some amazing people involved in that who were super helpful, and actually, there's so many nuclear scientists and people in the community who really help research and want people to know the truth about.
Hey, this is completely off topic, but are you bummed about Al and Tipper Gore?
It's crazy news, huh?
Isn't it crazy? You know that when they split up, they're going to use twice as much on the environment. They're going to use twice as many of our natural resources.
Cute. So are you calling that marriage environmentally friendly?
It was environmentally.
That's an interesting. I think you could debate that both ways. That's a really is marriage environmentally friendly. That is an interesting debate.
Shower together. I assume they did. After all, with that kiss and everything. Anyway, totally off topic. You are an environmentalist, though.
I am. I would say, yeah.
And you're a documentary director. You care about the planet and.
Oh, totally. I mean, all my films are really about trying to make the world a better place. But you know what? More than that, they're also. I'm first and foremost in a way. I would actually say a filmmaker, and there's stories and drama and important and exciting things to watch in a movie theater. So
what makes a documentary great? Interesting and not just very much, you know, a lot of when you're a kid, documentaries seem boring. Of course, you don't care about news and big global things yet. What makes, when you approach a documentary, you sort of alluded to it with stories. What else makes it interesting? Like Michael Moore, who I like some of his films. I don't like others, but I love what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
He shows it with satire. Yeah. What are your tools?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, my goodness. You have to watch the movies and find out. But I think that, first and foremost, I'm a filmmaker, and I really think about... I don't think of myself as an activist, even though that's sort of how the movies wind up, sort of the effect that they have on some people in the audience, and some other people in the audience have a more sort of emotional response. But really, it's about the characters, and it's about the story, and about the subject being interesting. And it's such a... Every movie is different. Every story is different. As you know, I mean, what are your favorite movies? I bet they're all kinds of different ones. And that's the kind of movies I love to make. But really, I want to encourage people to see these on the big screen, because they're sort of our big screen experiences. They're not those boring, worthy things that give documentaries a bad name and aren't very well made. These are beautifully made, amazing production value, amazing... important, urgent stuff.
In Countdown to Zero, you talk to a lot of people who've had their finger on the button. Some very important people, Jimmy Carter, Mikhail Gorbachev, Tony Blair, all sit down to talk to you. Who's the most difficult person to arrange to appear in this movie?
The one that gave me the most runaround was President Gorbachev. By the time and he kept meeting me, but he wouldn't let me film him.
Because you're a hot blonde. He wouldn't film you. Come over, we'll order pizza, I'll get vodka, we'll have a good time, no problem.
I like you already as well. That wasn't quite how our meetings went. But,
That's what he wanted.
I tell you who was the scariest was this guy, Oleg Hintsugov. Oleg Hintsugov is a real life nuclear weapons smuggler. And you don't meet them every day on the street corner. This is a guy who was a Russian guy who's now in jail in Tbilisi, Georgia. And he was selling a bomb-grade uranium, the real deal, the stuff you make nuclear weapons out of, to somebody he thought was Al-Qaeda, but fortunately for the world, was actually an undercover cop. And so he was busted. And I was the first, it's actually an exclusive in the movie, I was the first, and nobody's even done a print interview, no journalist has actually gotten to him yet, and I actually involved a lot of going out drinking with Georgian police.
You do work it when you need to.
No, but I spent a long time in Georgia hanging out with the amazing undercover radioactive cops and the politicians in Georgia, and finally we managed to get permission to secure this incredible interview, and sitting down with somebody who's actually... involved in smuggling nuclear weapons material. That was a pretty crazy experience.
Do you think, based on your research, that someone out there is going to have nukes and use them on purpose?
Here's the problem, is if the risk isn't zero and the movie comes up with these horrifying examples where things nearly went wrong, and if more and more nuclear weapons are coming in the world, it just, if you do the math, it's really simple. If the risk isn't zero, as time goes on, something horrible is going to happen. And when you think about how horrible these weapons are, and if you think about Hiroshima, actually, was that those original nuclear weapons are actually the fuse. Only the fuse for the modern thermonuclear weapon is so much worse even than we saw... The nuclear weapons that have actually gone off that we're familiar with. When you think about what would happen if just one time it went off, The results are so horrifying. They really give you pause for thought.
And the thing about your movie is we've come close a couple times.
Exactly.
And I didn't even realize it, but Boris Yeltsin, of all people, kind of saved the world one time.
That's right.
Boris Yeltsin saved the world?
He didn't blow it up. That's saving it, right?
How did that happen?
We go into it in the story, but it's a really amazing story in the movie about a time where the protocol dictated that he should have set off the Russian nuclear weapons at the U.S., but he paused and he said, no, wait a second, this is not, you know, and we don't know why he didn't do what he was supposed to do, but the protocol, the what should have happened is that he should have let off the nuclear weapons at the U.S. and triggered a full-scale nuclear attack.
And Lucy, why was that? I'm over in the next room over here. What was it that gave him justification?
You have to watch the movie.
You have to watch the movie.
That's not usually what
that
it is.
That has
though.
Happened too.
I mean, that's usually what it is.
We've got satellite. Weather balloons, yeah. Flock of geese. We've got and the accidents. We've got a spanner falling in a silo. There's a lot of. I mean, the risk of accidents. Something that's really interesting in the movie is the risk of accidents is never zero. And sometimes when you try and introduce safeguards, you can actually make a system more complicated and thus more prone to error in unexpected ways. And the movie sort of gets into this thing about accidents theory and how you can never reduce the risk to zero.
Of anything. As this oil spill proves.
I mean,
nobody wants the oil spill. BP doesn't want to spill the oil. This is a nightmare for BP. They have every financial and business incentive to make sure that this never happens, as well as they have financial and business incentives to drill as much as they can drill. The risk is just the fact that we're human.
Exactly, and this horrible, horrible oil spill reminds us that the risk isn't zero, and you've got to be really careful what you get involved in, because if there is an accident, what are the consequences of that?
One of your first movies was The Devil's Playground. It was the Amish kids that went out on Rumspringa, which is an amazing idea for a movie.
Yeah.
Your most
recent... It was called The Devil's Playground?
Yes.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh,
yeah. Can I rent that at a video store?
You can.
Devil's Playground.
And your
Did they go back? Oh, no, you have to see the movie.
The amazing thing is that they do. The more Amish kids choose to be Amish now than at any point in their history.
Really?
And the movie looks at how they go out, they party, they have these amazing giant parties, and they have a time when they are free to experiment with the outside world, actually. And then, surprisingly, more Amish kids choose to be Amish now than ever before.
Your newest movie, which I'm dying to see when it comes, is blind people climbing Mount Everest.
There you go.
Joe's obviously a huge fan. Look
Blindside.
At that.
Blindside. I love it. I love it. I'm enjoying myself tremendously this morning.
I love documentaries, and you'd make some of the best. Do you get all those ideas yourself? Because they're all such unique ideas for movies.
Oh, they're all... when you're making documentaries, coming back to your point, it's just so important that they're interesting enough. So I just get any idea that's the most interesting. But documentaries are hard to make, and you only want to make them when you know that the audience is going to love them and they're going to be worth...
When you personally can make it compelling.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. It's really nice to meet you. if you like 3D, be aware that some of us that don't like it actually have a medical reason for not doing so. If you've gone to see Pandora, Avatar, whatever you call it, if you've gone to see that and not enjoyed it, or if you're like me and say, ah, that 3D thing isn't that exciting. Apparently, different kinds of people with different eyes react differently to 3D, and there are some people with a vision disorder who can't even see it correctly. People who can't coordinate their eyes well or focus appropriately will not be able to see the 3D effects, according to a professor in Illinois.
Millions of people have this, apparently.
They say up to 9 million people will not be involved in 3D at all because it's... Now, you get headaches.
I get motion sickness. I get and headaches from the motion sickness when I don't watch 3D. But isn't life in 3D? Shouldn't people be used to seeing?
Well, it's interesting because
in
you have two eyes
that
shoot from two different angles.
Yes.
And give you depth perception.
Right.
And that's sort of what 3D is. Yes. So life is in 3D.
Do people who watch 3D television and not see it, do they have trouble seeing everything? They have depth perception.
No, what it is
in life?
What it is they're taking your two eyes, but they're adding another two eyes, images from a camera.
Okay.
And they're processing them in a way that allows you to see around things.
To fool your eyes.
Okay. Using special glasses to fool your eyes into thinking that their cameras were your eyes.
Okay.
And some eyes are not fooled. Some eyes go, it's like some people can't wear contact lenses.
Right.
Their eyes just go, get out of here. This isn't what nature intended.
So the lesson is, before you buy that 3D TV, look at it good in the store and make sure that if you can see it.
I don't know whether Joe's right, whether 3D will eventually come to the home, but I could guarantee you a 10 to 20 year adoption curve. Because first off, how much it's going to cost. It's going to be huge. It took...
$2,500 isn't huge. They've got a
You
TV.
Think 25 bucks, 100 bucks isn't huge, huh?
For a first run, how much was the first plasma TV? These 3D TVs that they're on the market now are $2,500.
Yeah, but you got to buy glasses. They're 100 bucks a piece for
the
glasses.
Maybe you have to buy an extra pair. I think
you have to buy. There's a bunch of stuff you have to buy. Joe sounds like a Republican now. Why, $2,500?
That's nothing when you invest in the family bonding experience of three-dimensional television.
I'm just saying.
I watched the great Sean Adams documentary about the founding of
a lot of friends with picture tube square TVs that are like, why should I spend the money? O'Reilly is still an ass, even when he's in high definition.
Well, I mean, it's $1,500 more than I've ever spent on a TV. I agree. I've refused to pay a four-digit number for a TV, but at the same time...
You're so elitist. Mike in Spanaway is blind in one eye. He says, why are we wasting any money on 3D? You can't see it, right, Mike? Mark?
No, I can't see it at all.
You've been blind your whole life in one eye?
That's correct. I was born one eye. The optic nerve never quite fully developed. So I can see shadows and movement and color and so forth. And, you know, at about a distance of arm's length, I could almost count fingers.
Does it look the same, or do you have a glass eye or something?
I still have the original eye, and it looks just like the other one. I had several surgeries to correct... You know, the lazy eye thing.
Would you wear one of those things like Jordy LaForge has, that big metallic cyborg-looking thing?
I don't know if that thing worked. Maybe.
This is a character from Star Trek. I'll bet you were a Jordy LaForge fan, weren't you?
I was a huge Star Trek fan.
Can you drive? Can you do all the things in life? Or has your monocular vision prohibited you from doing regular stuff?
I have trouble playing baseball. You know, you mentioned earlier about depth perception, and that's correct. I do pretty good with everything, but when you have a small, like a baseball, and it's coming at you, it's really hard to know if it's, you know, 5 feet away or 20 feet away.
And the ump from the opposing team who knows you only have one eye goes, lean into it.
Yeah, they're all out there, swing.
Yeah, go for it. Mark, thank you very much for that perspective. Christian in Gig Harbor is a chiropractic neurologist. I have no idea what that is. Go ahead, Christian.
Good morning, Bob, Spike, Joe, everybody.
So do you crack my eye and make it feel better?
Not the eye, but actually eye movement is directly tied to the functions of the neck and the head position.
Did not know that.
we see quite a few people that actually their eyes don't converge properly and, you know, come together so that you get that single focused vision in front of you. Most people that have that problem either don't notice it because the other eye in their brain makes up for the indifferent one eye to the other, simply in the way that it processes information.
Huh.
But they're at a fixed distance, like in front of the 3D movie screen, is where they're going to have the biggest problem, because the eyes aren't going to be multiple distances to be able to adjust to it. So most people with this inability of their eyes to converge properly end up having a dominant eye, where they simply do most of their vision, and the other eye kind of contributes just a little bit, or it's really only when it becomes a challenge, when an object's moving in close to the face, or when an object's moving rapidly towards them.
And forgive the obvious movie question, but do they tend to look like Igor a little bit? The one that looks like it's looking at you more?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the technical name? We always call that seeing somebody on the side.
Eye movement and eye function is a crazy complicated, right. You know, there's so much study involved with it. There's a lot to understanding it, but the basics are when the head moves forward from where it should be positioned relative to the rest of the body, in order to see where you're going and keep your head level with gravity, you have to have the eyes come up and out just because of the way the muscles attach.
Do you like 3D, Christian?
I love 3D.
Good eye guy. He's got healthy eyes.
Yeah.
People in Duval, or Paula in Duval, is a people in Duval. She says she can't see 3D.
I can't see 3D, Bob, Spike, and Joe, because I had lazy eye when I was a little girl, and instead of seeing double vision, my brain just kicked that eye off and said to see out of one eye. So I have limited depth perception. But for people who have this, if you've been this way all your life, it's the way you see, so you don't really know.
Yeah, you don't notice it. Do people try to drag you to see Avatar?
We saw it at home and everything, and I've gone like to the Disneyland and worn the 3D glasses, but didn't get much effect.
No effect at all. All right, Paula, thank you. A lot of people. This guy just bought a 3D TV with 3D Blu-ray player. How many times have you watched Up, Mike?
Up? None.
That's like the only movie that's out, right?
Actually, I just bought a 3D TV and a 3D Blu-ray, and the only movie that's out is Monsters vs. Aliens.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the only one.
So you run out, you spend your $2,500, you let me know how much you love watching Monsters vs. Aliens.
Well, hold on, hold on. Seth Rogen, Laurie. Now, here's a good man.
Maybe if they put out Pineapple Express, it would be worth it for you.
He's the man that pushes technology by adopting early. How much did that setup run you?
Well, I got a 15-inch TV with a 3D Blu-ray, the movie, and two pair of glasses, and it was under $3,000 out the door.
58-inch TV, under $3,000. That's pretty good. I mean, you get...
That's with the 3D Blu-ray player.
And the glasses.
And two pair of glasses.
How many glasses do you have?
Just the two pair.
No friends, huh?
I tend to have an extra pair all the time.
Well, the good news is you're going to have the Soccer World Cup in 3D. I know you care so much about soccer. You're going to be able to
Are you
going to
watch
it.
That?
Yeah, it's really cool technology. It's really...
I got to tell you a story. Maybe you'll relate to this, Mike. I am, as Joe points out, always the first... I'm on the bleeding edge, they call it, of new technology, which is where I bleed and I spend way too much money on it.
Right.
I remember buying an HDTV. I had to have an HDTV. Back when they first came out, which I think is almost going on like 15 years, 10, 15 years.
Really?
And, that's about right. It's definitely more than 10.
Wow.
Someone will correct me. But anyway, I think it was 98, 97, somewhere. I had to have it. I just saw it. And it turned out, like, there was this channel, and all they showed was this glass-blowing video over and over again. The same one they showed the demo on the store.
Yeah.
And somehow, when you had the thing in your home and you spent a whole lot of money, it wasn't as exciting.
Well, you can turn it. You can turn it to 2D, and watch it, and it's still an incredible picture.
I get it, but you already, that's a lot of money for not using it.
Well, you're set now. I mean, the Mariners and the Yankees in 3D in July, the World Cup. Pedro and I.
The Mariners will be in 3D in July.
First live.
Is that a special channel, Mike?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they had to take another channel. Right now, there's too many damn channels for me to scroll through. All you people creating new channels, stop.
You can watch the Mariners suck in 3D for $7.
ESPN is going to have 3D programming.
Wait a minute, $7 they're going to charge per show?
No, you can go see the Mariners live. Scalp a ticket and watch them suck in 3D live.
For $7. All right, well, thank you very much.
Hey, you betcha.
You're the early adopter, Mike. You're the first one.
Oh, it's great. It's cool.
Congratulations.
Joe's a big 3D proponent. He wants even more reasons not to exercise. Would you watch a show on your treadmill that made it look like you were walking through the woods?
That'd be cool.
That would
be. Oh, they'll have it.
Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be really good.
I might take advantage of this and make some product for you.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station. DowntownSeattle.com. This Friday, catch a free out-to-lunch concert with Glenn Phillips from Toad the Wet Sprocket at 2200 Westlake starting at noon. Visit DowntownSeattle.com for the complete summer concert schedule, downtown events, deals, and more. Hey, superfans, head down to the Quest store and get your hands on the ultimate game changer with a DirecTV NFL fan remote. Designed with your favorite team's colors and logo, it's yours free when you sign up for NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV. Sign up today. Supplies are limited. To find a Quest store near you, visit Quest.com/stores.
1,000 songs. That's a lot of music. So much, in fact, that you could take 88 spin classes, DJ 11 wedding receptions, or take the dog for a 2.5-day walk and never listen to the same song twice. And if you did, you'd be doing it all with 1,000 songs. That's because Visa Signature Credit Card is giving away 100,000 songs on iTunes. 100 winners each get 1,000 songs. Between now and October 19th, for every $10 you spend on iTunes using your enrolled Visa Signature Card, you'll receive one entry for a chance to win. Register your card and opt in to participate at VisaSignaturePerks.com. And if you're not into spinning, you could always drive from New York to L.A. and still have songs you haven't heard. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you have instant access to dozens of perks. More people go with Visa. No purchase or obligation necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. Ends 10-19-10. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited. Limit 20 entries per person per promotional period. For complete official rules, including details on non-purchase entries, visit VisaSignaturePerks.com.
Stacey, hi. I'm going to be running late for your baby shower. The Volkswagen Audubon for All event is going on now, and there's great deals on everything.
Hey, Mr. Harrison, this is Ron, the sewer guy. I got to reschedule, man. I'm test driving a Jetta Limited Edition. I can't believe these deals.
Hey, hon, I'm here checking out the Rutan minivan at the Audubon for All event, so I will not be making Timmy's preschool interview. Cover for me.
Hey, kiddo, listen, your birthday? Not going to be there. I'm checking out the great deals on the Volkswagen CC. Bye. So, did you say they all include a scheduled care free maintenance?
Absolutely.
The Audubon for All event. Right now, get 0% APR on the Jetta Limited Edition.
APR offer good on all new Jetta models, excluding TDI. Available through Volkswagen Credit on approved credit. See your local Volkswagen dealer or call 1-800-9VW for details. 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-charge scheduled maintenance, whichever occurs first during the term of new vehicle limited warranty. Some restrictions. Offer ends 8-2-2010.
Great deals come from your Western Washington Volkswagen dealers. Visit VW.com to find out more.
Here's an interesting article on plasma TVs. They say plasmas are better than LCD TVs.
Well, plasma TVs do offer better performance in several key areas. That's why they scored higher in the latest consumer ratings.
But when I was in the store, they said LCD was better and I shouldn't consider a plasma.
That's why you need to shop around and do some research. Did you try going to video only?
Not yet.
They carry the top-rated LCD TVs and the top-rated plasma TVs, so you can compare for yourself.
So is plasma better?
It depends on the kind of programs you watch and the lighting in your room.
Really? Why?
Well, you need to go to video only and see for yourself. If you don't,
I'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Are you in the market for a high-definition TV, new furniture, appliances, or a computer? Join Aaron's this weekend for the grand opening celebration at their newest location in Marysville, 1105 State Avenue next to Dunn Lumber. Aaron's will give away up to 50 prizes to 50 Lucky Dog winners, including a 42-inch JVC TV, an Xbox, and a Blu-ray player. Simply come in with your Aaron's Lucky Dog and match your number to the prize board, or enter to win a Wii in their second chance drawing. Join us this weekend for Aaron's grand opening celebration in Marysville, 1105 State Avenue next to Dunn Lumber. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Nobody.
For some banks, customer satisfaction is an idea,
a concept, a perennial agenda item that never really becomes an action item. But for one bank, customer satisfaction just got a whole lot more, well, tangible. Just like the J.D. Power and Associates Award sitting in our home office, Sterling Savings Bank ranked the highest customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest region. Satisfied?
Member FDIC. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
We recently had some service done at Toyota Puyallup on our Camry because someone smashed into it. They took care of setting us up with the place that did the collision work. They gave us a loaner car. They were sweet about it, wonderful. And, yeah, we're friends. We've been their customer for like 15 years. I guess I've been a spokesperson for Toyota of Puyallup for maybe 5 years now. Yeah. You know, not all the time. Really, I was just a customer for about 10 years before I started doing it. Right now, they are the place to go, Toyota of Puyallup, for their national clearance event. They've got additional inventory, 400 new Toyotas to choose from, so you'll find what you want. 0% financing up to 60 months on 7 different models, including the Corolla, the Camry, the Venza, and the fuel-efficient Prius. There's lots more. Go to toyotaofpuyallup.com. You can check out their inventory or take the ride to River Road in Puyallup. It's worth the drive. Cars cost less.
KZOK traffic.
Come try one of Applebee's new weekday lunch specials for only $6.99 now, including the new under 550-calorie entrees at Applebee's. In Federal Way, I-5 northbound, right after 272nd, the DOT is trying to remove a sleeping bag from the left lane. Traffic is very jammed up just before you get there. Up in Everett, if you're on East Marine View Drive eastbound, you're trying to get to the ramp to northbound 529. Stalled tractor trailer is fully blocking that ramp. The State Patrol DOT are on the scene. That's the worst of it. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle. And streaming live at KZOK.com.
A new study indicates that foreign accents make statements seem less truthful. That if you are, whatever race you are, someone talking to you in a foreign accent looks like they could be lying. This is why Tony Hayward was the worst person for BP to talk to. I know that was the joke, but that's serious. Like, Joe thinks the opposite, though.
I read that this morning. And
I think foreign accent, it depends whether you want sex or truth. I think foreign accents make someone sexy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking in
with
more.
I think a good British accent sounds honest.
Sexy, but not honest.
No, I think it sounds honest.
No.
Sometimes they sound smarter.
Think of every Bond movie that you've ever seen, right? Ivana.
This pen will not only sign women's breasts, it will also shoot a blood dart 45 meters in the air.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's right.
The hot, beautiful woman with a thick foreign accent always turns out to try and kill Bond.
With her thighs.
Right after they've made love.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
On the top, remember?
Joe believes that I'm wrong about this, and the study is wrong.
Well, what I think is, you know, I hear foreign accents and I hear expertise. I hear authority. I think there's probably a lot of people with foreign accents, with thick accents.
You go to your cleaners and you hear expertise and authority?
Oh, mira, Joe, this is so clean.
You do? All right, I just heard authority.
At you, pa. Oh, no sneak.
When I go to get my sweatpants hemmed by Mr. Chin or whatever his name is, and I should know his name,
you get your sweatpants pants dry cleaned?
And hemmed, not dry cleaned.
And then he wrath at you.
It's all three. But yeah, I hear that guy barely speak English to me, and I say, here's a man who knows what he's doing.
He's having sweatpants for a fat white guy.
I love this country!
The guy who gets up
in China, I have to make real suits with vests and buttons. Now I have sweatpants!
I'm paranoid to clean my gutters because I have a pretty tall house. I mean, I used to do it on a one-story, but I don't want to die, so I hire a guy to clean my gutters. His name's Pierre, and he's got a very thick, I believe, French accent, and he just, you know, he sounds authoritative. I'm sure if you're a wine sommelier or whatever you call yourself, you know, something like that, I would think people would take you more seriously if you have a thick accent.
Can Okay. Anyone out there who has a thick accent and agrees with Joe, if you have a thick accent, does it help you in your job or hurt you? 1-800-252-1025. 1-800-252-1025. Joe says... Anybody out there with an accent?
Well, it doesn't help if you're on radio. I can tell you that. Because you don't believe a crap I'm saying. Every time I say something, you just doubt it. Oh, Pedro,
it
accents.
Must be my accent that does that to you, because I've done so much for you, and I've helped you so much, and loved you so much, and supported you so much, that you don't seem to hear that from me. So my accent must be causing that in you.
I got a theory about accents. It's like some people get paranoid when they hear accents, because they freak out, because they have to understand what those people are saying, so they shut off. They completely shut off and don't pay attention.
That part is true. If the accent is so thick that it's hard to understand... That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Initially, when we were in Bangladesh, the Indian accent, I couldn't understand. But after 2 days of getting used to it, I knew everything that Raphael was saying.
Right. And you opened up.
And we became friends.
Yeah.
1-800-252-1025. Do you have an accent? I don't care whether it's Southern, Hispanic, British, Russian, Asian. What are the accents we have here?
First new car I bought was from a Middle Eastern guy. I believe he was from
Middle Eastern?
Saudi Arabia. And his name was Saeed. And I felt a trust in that guy. Now, I don't know why. And maybe I would have gotten the same trust from an American-born car dealer. But this
I don't know.
Yeah, this guy.
But then one of them there Volvos is named after parts of a woman's private. So a Volvo. I don't know how they get to say it on television.
I walked in. This wasn't my Volvo. This was another car. But I said, who needs to sell a car today? And this guy said, oh, sir, I do so badly need to sell a car. And
You felt for him.
And I believed him. He, you know.
1-800-252-1025. If you have an accent, does it help you in your job or hurt you? Matthew, hello.
Well, you know, no, I'd speak the truth, and there you go. It's just, Joe, you know what, man, I climb trees, I'll do your gutters and all that, and we can come up there and flower it up with all your do-de-dos and whatnot, but, no, man, when you get down to it, it's the bottom line is, let's get her done. This is, you're gonna talk, man. We're still here in America, man.
Is Marlboro Man an actual dialect? Is that an accent?
Stoner? I don't
this
know.
Is Marlboro, man.
I think what
this isn't Marlboro Man. This is a guy that you know. I've been like 110 in a tree, swaying around, letting a top go. This is no Marlboro Man. This is real life and accents. Let's get her done.
I think you're saying you would trust people less with accents, maybe.
You know, I think they put a bunch of frills on, a bunch of stuff. I'm 53. I've cornered a bunch of folks, and you can talk a bunch of, oh boy, you know, and John Redcorn and get your wife all titillated and whatnot. But no, when it comes down to getting her done.
When you say corner folks, you mean get them all liquored up and hide them in the corner of a room? And
hold on. Does he even have an accent?
He's speaking stoner.
You get these guys, they'll break out a bottle of wine with their accent or whatever. This is real world stuff here. You know, you're talking, Joe, you're talking 20, 30 feet up on some ladder, and you know, I really hate ladders. They'll kill you.
Well, if I were...
Are you getting expertise here, Joe?
If I were wanting somebody to top my tree, I'd want somebody with a thick Northwest accent like you.
I'll tell you what. We get her done. I can not just top your tree. We can bring a stump grinder in there and make believe this son of a bitch never happened.
Thank you very much.
Just like
that's expertise.
Like you did with those hunters in Deliverance.
That's
great.
A lumberjack accent.
Wow.
There.
Hey,
wow.
Is that the thickest accent you got, Eric?
Nobody else called.
Wow. People don't want to call and talk about their accent.
You think we're uncomfortable with their accent? How uncomfortable must they be?
Well, we won't
being
make,
in America with
we
their
won't
accent.
Make fun.
What?
I won't make
I'll
fun.
Make fun.
Hey, James Bond, man, we fixed your car. I know the old guy had a laser gun, but look at 1-800-252.
Let's appeal to them one more time. If you have an accent, we will be nice to you. We're always nice, aren't we, to everybody,
nice.
Even when we're goofing around?
Yeah.
1-800-252-1025. That guy called with no accent. And so for the first, like, minute, I'm thinking,
where's he from?
Oh, my God.
He's calling from a Green Cross pot clinic in Oakland. I can tell the accent. Easy.
Okay. Maple Valley or somewhere.
Now, we have lots of people with accents. We have that Russian guy that calls all the time.
Mm-hmm. We have a British lady that calls all the time, too.
We need you, folks. 1-800-252-1025. What does it feel like to have accent? Marina. Hello, Marina. Hi,
How it feel to have accent?
Stop. Marina, hello.
A movie in here.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very good. No one called the first time we asked. Now the lines are full.
Oh, well.
But thank you very much for being brave.
No problem. How does it feel to have an accent? It's hard sometimes. And sometimes can be frustrating because people can't understand you and you're trying to communicate and people don't get you. And I'm like, oh, you know, so.
So you don't think it helps you? Do you have a job?
Well, yeah, I have a very good job. I don't think it helps me in my job. I think it helps me in my personal life.
was I right?
Yes, I think you were right.
It helps for anything where sexy is important.
I think so.
Because sex is, I don't mean sex, but beauty and attractiveness.
Seductiveness. Alluring. Yeah.
Alluring. That, I don't even hear your words. I don't care what words. You could be reading a Betty Crocker recipe.
I have found the bed bugs in your mattress. Yeah, biting you when you are sleeping.
Doesn't matter.
All Bob hears is mattress.
I think a lot of people find accent sexy. I agree with that.
All right. But it makes it harder in your work, just as the survey said.
Well, and also the survey.
Yes, I think it makes it harder when you try to communicate certain things and it's just not going.
The survey says people tend to trust you a little less. Native English speakers, when they hear somebody speaking in an accent, might have less trust. Have you ever experienced that?
No, I've never experienced less trust. And I don't think I personally trust less people with accent because I have an accent and I can understand where the people
right.
they come from. But I don't think there's a trust issue. It just
once you're here and you're alone and when there's beautiful music on, you're wonderful. If I were talking to you overseas and planning to bring you out to be my Russian bride, I might not trust that you weren't going to bring 8 male cousins to move into my house with
Maybe.
You.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's happened.
You never know.
All right. Marina, thank you very much. We have a gentleman with a Scottish accent. We have a Mexican guy. And a southern accent so far. So if you're something else, you can give us a call. 1-800-252-1025. Here's John on Rattlesnake Ridge. Hi, John. John, you there?
Hi, I am.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, John.
Ah, cool.
Could you pump up the power on that cell phone a little bit? The signal's a little. If you could give me a little more power.
Maybe a wee bit.
More power.
I don't know if I can. I'm up here at Rattlesnake Ridge right now.
I've given her all she got. Say, I'm giving her all I've got.
I'm giving her all I've got.
Okay.
You've got that one, don't you?
All right, Scottish, I think.
I'm actually shooting a video with Roger Fisher today up on Rattlesnake Ridge.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're shooting a video today.
All right. So other than the fact that you're constantly compared to Scotty, how has your Scottish accent worked out here in America?
Actually, people like it, I think.
They like you because of it.
It's better than maybe others.
Have you ever felt that someone didn't trust you because of it, like this survey said?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Have you ever felt that someone didn't trust you because you were kind of a foreigner?
No, actually, I'm kind of a big guy anyway, and you know, it's worked out pretty good for me.
You look too jolly to mess with anybody.
Yeah.
All right. John, have fun with Roger.
You can call me Scotty.
Yeah, that's all right. Have fun with Roger Fisher up there.
Live long and prosper. Will you,
live long and prosper. Let us see the video.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be pretty cool. It's we're redoing "Love Is Alive," the old Heart song, and
awesome.
we're shooting a video up here today.
All right, you guys have fun. Thank you. Hello, what is your name?
Hi, my name is David.
Yes. And go ahead, talk to us.
Oh, well, I work from for a company, a telecommunications company, and sometimes when people call complaining about their services, I have to explain to them because, I mean, as soon as they hear you have an accent,
right,
they shut off and they don't they don't listen, or they just want to talk to somebody that speaks English or something like that.
Has someone ever said that to you?
Oh, yeah.
You are actually speaking to them in English. By the way, you have an accent, but I understand you very clearly. You speak English very well.
Well, thank you.
You're polite. But has someone ever said, give me somebody who speaks English?
Bring me a Republican, would you please?
Definitely, yes. It's an everyday thing, especially from people from the Southwest. They don't take you very well.
Do they say, you know, I want to talk to somebody in America? What part of India are you in, or anything?
Oh yeah, that happened to me yesterday.
Come on, they didn't say India. What did they say?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I don't know. You wanted me, I can transfer you there, but.
Oh, okay.
They don't realize that you have a Hispanic accent. They think you're somewhere in Bombay or Mumbai or something.
Yeah, they sometimes think that I'm Filipino, which is really odd.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you very much. And thank you. Thank him in Spanish there, would you?
Hey, David, muchísimas gracias.
Oh, fue un placer.
Igualmente.
And buen show.
Thank you for all you have to put up with.
Oh, no, thank you guys for the opportunity.
From the morons.
For the opportunity.
The opportunity. Look at this guy, opportunity. Hey, you just said opportunity. Are you here legally?
Of course.
Of course.
I got my Delta card. I mean, green.
Thank you very much. All right. Here's Gabriel in Seattle, another guy with a Hispanic, I think Mexican accent. Hello, Gabriel.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How do you feel your accent affects how people hear you and see you and respect you, believe you, and want to make love to you? All of those things.
I'm actually married, but I think it does help. With my buddies at work, I'm actually working right now. I work in a cemetery. And, the guys at least have fun with me. And if I say something wrong, like we have these shitters that they go on the walls. And I say, like, shitter or something, they start making fun. I mean, at least they make fun of an accent, but I make fun of them too, so. I think it's pretty cool. I don't think there's any problem.
Now, hold on. You work in a cemetery.
Yep.
What do you do there?
We're actually doing a setup right now for a service. So.
Oh, so you go and you
they lay out
you
the chairs,
dig graves,
you dig,
right?
Or the chairs, you put the flowers out and all that.
Set up the canopy.
Yeah, we did the burial and everything. I mean, it's a pretty interesting job.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Boy, if there's ever a job Americans don't want to do, is that one of them?
Well, yeah, and talk about a stable job. I mean, you're never going to run out of work.
Big baby boomer generation on your way. Thank you, Gabriel. We have a southern accent guy who wants to weigh in. Here's Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
Good. You get the last word, Scott. What is it?
Hey, you know, my accent's always screwed people up everywhere I've been at.
What happens to you?
Well, you know, people don't understand me sometimes. Not very clear on I think they don't think that I'm very clear as well. But, I've gotten along well. I've had a wonderful career in the military, so.
It's okay. So even with a southern accent, United States, people don't understand you sometimes.
At home, they do. It's kind of weird, you know. They do at home, but whenever you get out and about, I mean, everybody's always saying, "Hey, where are you from?" You know, your accent.
What grade did you finish in school, people?
Yeah, did you get past the eighth grade?
Yeah, they say things like that.
People equate a southern accent to
lack of
intelligence.
I mean, the stuff that Spike says fooling around, people say on purpose.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's funny how these northern folks think they're smarter, isn't it?
Well, I love America. We all got different things. There's a lot brings us together, some of that stuff, you know. So
that's really cool and positive. All right, thank you, Scott.
You
studied quantum physics. That's when you get a doctor appointment in Australia. Quantum physics.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Spike and the Impalers with legendary guitarist Don Peake from the Wrecking Crew, plus other special guests. July 30th, Friday night, stop by and get your tickets at Tulalip Resort Casino, or you can get them online with Ticketmaster. Spike and the Impalers at Tulalip, the biggest outdoor amphitheater, one of the most fantastic places we ever get to play. You'll hear The Kid, Aaron Balsley, Amy Stolzenbach from Hell's Bells fame, Jeff Caven with a heart as big as his drums, Casey, now on Q13 Fox as a morning features reporter, still belting it out and not wearing any belt, and of course, Spike. Let's get it on at Tulalip Resort Casino for Spike and the Impalers in the Outdoor Amphitheater, July 30th, Friday night. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Tulalip.
At Tulalip Resort Casino, you can be one of 25 winners of July Anniversary Cash. There'll be five weekly winners on Mondays, and on July 28th, $25,000 in cash will be given to five winners up to $10,000 at Tulalip Resort Casino on I-5 at exit 200.
Want to save money on new and used Toyotas? Go to Dachshund Toyota in Auburn and 24/7 at DachshundToyota.com. Shop from a huge inventory of over 375 new and used Toyotas at Dachshund Toyota, serving Toyota customers in Auburn for 72 years.
So haven't you waited long enough for a car audio upgrade built to amaze without breaking the bank? Then come on, get hooked up at Car Toys with experts like Sean over here.
Oh, thanks. And as a matter of fact, we're going to save you a fortune. Through Monday, during the Toys of Summer event at Car Toys, when you spend $250, we're going to throw in an extra $25 off.
Tell me more, man.
Come on. Spend $500 and get an extra $50 off. All in addition to our low Toys of Summer event prices.
Scorching.
Gets hotter. Through Monday, save an additional $75 or up to $100 on top of Toys of Summer sale prices. But you gotta get here now.
Nice.
Nobody beats a Car Toys price, guaranteed. Not even the big box stores.
Discover something amazing today. See what's really possible.
And through Monday, save a fortune during our Toys of Summer event. Now at Car Toys.
Wanna play? Get your toys.
Hurry. Save up to an additional $100 on top of already low Toys of Summer event prices. But only through Monday at Car Toys.
1,000 songs. That's a lot of music. So much, in fact, that you could take 88 spin classes, DJ 11 wedding receptions, or take the dog for a 2.5-day walk and never listen to the same song twice. And if you did, you'd be doing it all with 1,000 songs. That's because Visa Signature Credit Card is giving away 100,000 songs on iTunes. 100 winners each get 1,000 songs. Between now and October 19th, for every $10 you spend on iTunes using your enrolled Visa Signature Card, you'll receive one entry for a chance to win. Register your card and opt in to participate at VisaSignaturePerks.com. And if you're not into spinning, you could always drive from New York to L.A. and still have songs you haven't heard. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you have instant access to dozens of perks. More people go with Visa. No purchase or obligation necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. Ends 10-19-10. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited. Limit 20 entries per person per promotional period. For complete official rules, including details on non-purchase entries, visit VisaSignaturePerks.com.
What if you had a personal shopper that made the most of your dollars? Well, that's pretty much what you'll find this week at Fred Meyer. Introducing the Top Pick Sale. It's the sale that challenged Freddy's buyers to scour the market and bring back their top picks. Great quality items at special low prices. Here they are to tell you about them.
There's still lots of time to get out there and grill. Ribeye steaks are my favorite, and right now they're just $4.97 a pound in the family pack.
Are crayons on your kids' back-to-school list? 24-count boxes of Crayola crayons are four for just $1.
If you're into fitness or if you just love Powerade, this is a really great time to stock up. Right now, 32-ounce bottles of Powerade are 10 for $5.
Here's an awesome deal on a new TV. You'll find a 32-inch Sylvania LCD TV for just $329.99. That's a $90 savings.
Come see all the picks from Freddy's Buyers during the Top Pick Sale all this week at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Summers in the Pacific Northwest are the best. There's so many ways to enjoy the outdoors, picnics, boating, camping, hiking, but whatever you love to do, what better way to get there than in a Subaru from Walker's Rent and Subaru? And did you know the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety named Subaru the only manufacturer to earn the 2010 top safety picks on all models, like Motor Trend's 2010 Sport Utility of the Year, the all-new 2010 Subaru Outback, right now just $21,898, or the 2010 Impreza 2.5 5i, just $14,988. Plus, July marks the Forester model year closeout. Discover more reasons why Seattle Subaru buyers love Walkers. Exit 2 off 405 in Renton. Online at RentonSubaru.com. Is there anywhere else? Vends available at dealer. Outback 2.5i model ADA. Impreza model AJA. Sale prices do not apply to leases. All prices plus tax and license fee. Documentation fee up to $150 may be added to the sale price or capitalized cost of vehicle. Vehicle subject to prior sale. See dealer for details. Offer ends July 31st, 2010.
If you want your new mattress to include free gift after gift after gift, then you better hurry, 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 because Sleep Country's free, free, free event ends Monday. Choose from selected Simmons, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, even Tempur-Pedic mattress sets, and get free sheets, free pillows, and free pillowcases. Not only that, you also get a free bed frame, free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old set. Plus, get 1 year of free financing on approved credit. That's no down and no interest for 12 months. See store for details. When it comes to free gifts and free financing, nobody delivers like Sleep Country. So it bears repeating, Sleep Country's free, free, free event ends Monday, Monday, Monday. Guaranteed comfort, best selection, lowest price. Why buy a mattress
anywhere? Sleep Country's free, free, free event ends Monday. What can be better than lots of free gifts and guaranteed low prices? You don't want to miss this event. Sleep Country's famous free, free, free event ends Monday.
I can hold 216 rolls of toilet paper at once. It's true. I've done it. Along with 3 5-gallon jars of pickles, 24 cans of mayonnaise, and about a million muffins. Hey, I don't mind getting my trunk filled with warehouse store bargains, but please, don't fill my tank with warehouse store gasoline.
Your car takes care of you hauling all that stuff. Take care of it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use the gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Do you know if that used car you're buying has flood damage? Step one to finding out is a free Carfax vehicle history report. Tell the dealer, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
KZOK traffic.
In Kirkland, 405 northbound at 70th. There's an overturned vehicle that's over on the left shoulder, causing a distraction. Now, northbound traffic is slowing at the scene, but southbound traffic, they're looking over at it, and it's slow from 116th right down to 70th. And we have some delays on the Seattle to Bremerton ferry route this morning because an earlier sailing took off late because of fog. So you can expect delays and kind of an off schedule on the Seattle to Bremerton ferry route this morning. Otherwise, that's about it. It's a really easy commute. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.